Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
After a long... Hour number two, Felger and Maz. Let's start off the show talking about the pending lockout in Major League Baseball, which is coming. What the Red Sox have done to this point, which isn't much, including James Paxton. Give you some Rebs talk, too, off that just gut punch loss for a sport and a franchise that I feel for the first time in a long time, it started to get a little bit of traction. I think the sport's gotten traction, and I think that that league has gotten a little bit of traction. And for the first time, the local entry in that league had gotten a little bit of traction. The game last night in the TV ratings did a 2 in the households, which is a good number for them.
I was going to say that's high.
That's high. That's the highest number I've ever seen for them by far. I've never seen a Rebs game do better than a 0.3 or a 0.4. I don't know if the Rebs have ever done more than a 0.5, you know, frankly. And I look at the ratings every day, and when I pay attention to them, I try and pay attention to them, too. I've never seen them do anything close to a 2.
So I purposely did not look at it. I was expecting you to say 0.5.
They did a 2.
That's excellent.
And in men 25-54, they did a 2.5. Okay, so, like, this is another thing I feel like pointing that out because it's more about the demo numbers and the households. The men 25-54 is the key demo. They did a 2.5, so they do better in the demo than they do in households, which tells you the right people are watching. Actual living, breathing people, men, you know, are watching the
with
thing.
With their original teeth.
Right? So 2.5 in men. And just to compare it, the Red Sox average last season, regular season, among men 25-54 was 2.16. So, like, this is why I talk about baseball for a long time. Their demos blow. And the men, so the soccer match last night, I know it was a playoff game, but it was really the first playoff game, and it's effing MLS, did better in the demos than your average Red Sox game does. That's a real audience.
Absolutely it is.
Now, the Bruins last night did a 4 households and almost a 5 in the demo. So it's the Bruins beat them, but when the Bruins game ended, people flipped over. The peak ratings, and it was pretty much after the Bruins, the peak quarter hour was 10:15, which I think was right, the Bruins ended right around 10. So the 10:15 quarter hour did the best, a 2.6 households over a 3 in the demo. So people turned over. People watched. They were there. And if they had won, especially if they won in that fashion with on kicks, which is dramatic, it would have been even higher the next match.
Absolutely.
And this is what I'm talking. The sport that I think needs to look out for soccer is hockey, even more than baseball. But either way, oh, what an opportunity. What an opportunity. And you blew it. And now the coach is going to leave because you don't want to pay him or there's some sort of deal? Because it does feel like Bruce was sticking it to him last night.
Yes, which is why the Kraft's got to be careful here.
I mean, again, that comment, Jimmy, what was just that counter? We'll see what the owners decide.
Let the owners think about it a little bit and then, you know, we all move forward.
Let the owners think about it. They asked about his future. And part of the answer is, well, let the owners think about it.
Let the owners think about it a little bit and then, you know, we all move forward.
I mean, I don't know how you read that other than...
That's a negotiation tactic.
Totally right.
You wrote a number down on a piece of paper, yeah. Slid it over to him and said, well, let's see what they decide.
I made you relevant. You want me back. Here's the number.
Yeah. Do you remember this bleep show, what it was when I got here? Do you remember that? And I would say to the Crafts, be careful here. This guy's worth it. For their sport, he's worth it. And I don't know what the number is, okay? But I'm telling you, I find the Revs to be more interesting because of him.
Oh, definitely.
That's what has drawn me there, I'll tell you that.
But you never want that record-setting regular season, though. I wish I could have bet on this last night. That thing is just an albatross.
Right, so apparently there's stats in the MLS, like the Supporter Shield team falls on their face just like a President's Trophy team does in the NHL or a MVP does in the NFL. There's similar sort of stats on that. But again, Revs fans are hot that he managed it the way he did during the match, not making adjustments sooner or running his subs on earlier. And afterwards, I don't think he did himself any favors, blaming the refs, saying if you didn't think this was a successful season, you should have your head examined. Give me number two. Again, him more pumping his tires on this season. Number two, Jimmy.
We had a very good year. And, you know, you could argue that maybe we played maybe a little bit in over our heads. I think it was a good year. We don't have the best roster in the league. It's got to get a little bit better, for sure. But I think if you look at the year on the whole, it was a really good year. Certainly, we would have liked to have won the MLS Cup, but you know, those things happen when you get into your postseason with single elimination. Then you go to penalties. You position yourself for that. It's a crapshoot. Anyone can win, and give New York City credit for winning the shootout.
Okay, some losers' laments in there. It's like, you overachieved, and we weren't as good as we showed. So he's basically saying, I got this team more than it deserved.
No question. That was what I was blown away by this comment.
We don't have the best roster. We still
that
need...
was unbelievable for me.
He said, we don't have the best roster. For sure? We don't have the best roster? For sure? Like, sort of saying, like, we're not even close to the best team. Do you understand? And what I did with this team and how I elevated it?
Again, further negotiating with the Crafts.
No, totally. Yeah. Yes, exactly right, Murray. I felt the same way. Well, you know, we certainly don't have the best roster in the league.
I made chicken salad.
As if to say, are our owners going to pay for the players? Are they going to do that?
I made chicken salad out of chicken crap. It's
I'm
all
telling
me.
You, I did. I find that this guy to me is the draw.
Oh, God.
He's the draw.
And I'm with you. I love him. But it's like, oh, man, you sound like such a loser. Again, Bruce, if I think that it's a disappointment, oh, no. Well, so what you're saying, Bruce, basically, is that you feel you had a successful season.
I think any sensible, reasonable person would say that. If you think otherwise, I think you need to have your head examined.
He's the best.
He is. He's great theater. He is great theater, which is why they should pay him. They should pay him. I am the most casual of the casual when it comes to that team and that sport. And I find the guy gripping. I think his interview on our station with the Midday Show with Zolak and Bertrand every week is must listen. I think it's great just to hear him, just to hear his accent. I love every second of it. To me, I can't miss it.
So, all right. So they had a chance. But the bottom line, the headline is today, they blew an opportunity. Cam and Taunton, you agree?
I mean, Mike, I'm very casual when it comes to this team. I go to a game a year because it's a good time. And I was devastated last night, man. And, like, let's be frank, guys. It's over. Because Arena's probably going to leave. He's up there in age now. He's been in the sport for a long time. If they don't pay him, he's gone. And also, you know, every time the Revs go on a run, what does Kraft do? He sells all the best players. Because European teams come along that need some depth. And they give him $1 million or $2 million for him. The contracts in soccer mean nothing. I know people are going to say Gil and Turner design extensions, which they did. You can be bought out at any time in soccer and sent to another team. This is the way it works across the globe. Europeans are going to come along and buy these players.
Tayshaun
Buchanan. It's over. That was their chance, and they blew it.
I was going to say, Buchanan's already gone.
Yeah. So that's one thing I don't understand. Like, they were talking about it like it was a foregone conclusion.
Murray, it's great. You can actually just, a guy can be under contract. And you can just go to another team and say, I want him, and you pay him a transfer fee, and you get him.
So I was like watching this last night. I'm like, well, why? Can't like the owner? Wouldn't you want to bring him back if he's good?
Well, so, you can deny it, but if the player wants to leave, he can sort of shoot his way out of town. It's like, well, you don't have to transfer me, but I don't want to be here. And now it's like, now you got someone that doesn't want to be there, and there's another team offering you, whatever, tens of millions of dollars. Now you get tens of millions of dollars in your pocket, and you're no longer paying the contract of the player that doesn't even want to be there in the first place. So most guys sort of get transferred. It's the way it works in that sport. It's actually great. It's good offseason. I mean, this last year in Europe, Ronaldo moved.
Yeah,
Messi
yeah.
moved.
Messi like, moved.
All these guys moved.
Oh, the Messi one was Messi.
So it's it's actually great. Pat in California on MLB coming out of this lockout. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, boys? I was going to talk about the regular season and some other things with the baseball. So the way I see it is I've talked on sports shows before. April 1st to August 31st has got to be the MLB regular season. They do four-game series. They're doing it Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays. They need consistency in the schedule. The reason the NFL is doing so well is because you know, not an avid fan, a casual fan knows Sunday, Monday, Thursday. Those are when the football's playing, so they can follow it. It's a lot easier. September 1st to October 31st is your playoff.
Okay, Pat, I'm just going to stop you there. I mean, I think they need radical changes like that. I disagree with the thing that they need a set day. I mean, football, you just can't compare it to football in any way, shape, or form. Sunday afternoon once a week, yes, 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 but you can't approximate that in baseball.
No, so look, I agree with some of the stuff he's saying. I like the idea of it, too.
Tightening the schedule. If you like in Japan, isn't Monday a day off across the league?
Yeah.
And they play Tuesday through
Something
Sunday?
Like that.
Yeah, so that's fine. You want to standardize three-game series, two three-game series a week, and every Monday's off. And so I think that helps on the fringes. The bigger thing is if you went to a 148-game schedule again, like they did in the old days, and then had 2 months of playoffs, I think you're much better off.
Absolutely. To me, that's exactly what they should do. Like, I think the number they've thrown around is 144.
Better.
Yeah, chop 18 off and think about it. It's 24 weeks of 6 games. So it's perfect. Give everybody one day off a week. I'd eliminate the All-Star game entirely, frankly, but it's probably too much of a moneymaker for them corporately, so they won't. But I'd get rid of that thing in a second. And I would go to a standardized schedule and things like that, okay? But I don't think that's ultimately what the real problem is. I think the real problem is the quality of the product. It blows. It's blown for a long time. So are they ever going to address it, or are they just going to keep fighting over international drafts and arbitration? Is that all they're going to do? Because the average fan doesn't give a rat's ass when a player is eligible for arbitration.
So, right, I'd be much more geared up about this labor battle, and I'd be all in on the owners, and I'd be dug in if I was reading things about they're proposing radical changes to the schedule, to the nature of the game, the pace of the game, the way it's played. I'd be all in. I'd say go to war. Lose a season if you have to. If that's what it takes to evolve your sport. But I'm not reading that. I'm just reading they're arguing that the luxury tax should be 185 versus 210. It's like, well, that's what am I going to do with that? We continue with your thoughts on these two items. We'll start to mix in some football as well. Guess who's already filing for trademarks and copyright protection? Guess who's already doing this? We'll get to that right after these words.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Felger and Maz.
I'm not even gonna look it up because I'd rather just deliver that day.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So for a long time, you coached the most experienced quarterback in the NFL, a guy who's basically your age. Now you're coaching a rookie and a guy who's half your age. What have you enjoyed about this experience of working with a young guy?
Every day is a new opportunity to pour into him. And you know, when you got a young player, and we've got a lot of young players, you know, which is really kind of a, you know, for coaches, it's a great opportunity because you're kind of starting at the foundational level and you just try to kind of build and build and build from there. And, you know, you can only go at the pace that the player can go at. And Mac has come in with an incredible attitude, a great approach to his work. He's very professional in that regard. And he's a sponge.
Josh McDaniels on Mac Jones. Yes, sir, just give you this and then get back to your phones. Way to get into this Mac Jones topic. But as an aside, it must be refreshing for a lot of those coaches down there to start from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I've got so complicated and so intricate with Tom Brady. And I think Brady and McDaniels' relationship suffered on top of it. That it must be refreshing for McDaniels to kind of go back to basics, teach the thing all over again, reduce the playbook with the kid that's eager and a sponge and gets in there. And all those new guys are sort of learning from the ground up and simplify everything. I think that's probably refreshing for them.
You mean as opposed to working with someone who knows it all?
Probably.
Or acts like he does at a very minimum, and he did. I don't mean to dump on Brady. He knew it. He knew it cold. It's not like he didn't. But yeah, look, at the end of the day, aren't coaches basically teachers? Isn't that what a lot of them got into it for? Like the instruction, the tactical stuff, like, you know, actually devising game plans, the whole thing.
And
that's
teachers
what they do.
Typically want responsive students, right? And I would think same thing with coaches. And it's evident, Mike. Look how they're all talking. They're talking. Look how chipper Belichick is. They're more than happy to talk about like the inner workings of everything this year because they've been reinvigorated.
All right. So that's just a way to get into this news item. And that is, well, Maury, why don't you deliver the news since you're
in our
update studio.
Yeah, this was first reported by Darren Revelle, of course, covers all the business aspects of professional sports. And Patriots rookie quarterback Mac Jones has filed to trademark MJ10. The application was filed Friday by Mac10 Enterprises, and it indicates that Mac Jones plans to sell MJ10 branded clothing, footwear, and accessories. Yeah, I got an MJ10 watch. So there you go. You're going to have MJ10. That's the new brand from the rookie quarterback.
Can I get my reaction first, please?
Yes.
Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. What are you doing? Come on. I like the aw shucks Opie Cunningham sponge. Just happy to be here with the kid with the big ears and stuff. And that's what I want Mac Jones to be. MJ10? It's not even original. So first of all, too soon. Too soon, dude. What if you suck? You know, it's not like, let's see, RL12 is running around anywhere. Ryan Leaf 12. What was Ryan Leaf's number? 16?
Yeah, it was 16.
RL16. You know, what if Ryan Leaf, RL16, halfway through his rookie year? Why don't you find out if you can really play first? Really? Before you go haul off with the MJ10 stuff. Oh, I hate it. Don't you hate it?
I despise it. In fact, to quote Mo Vaughn, I hate it with all my heart. I heard this and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And aside from the fact that I hate it, I think it's stupid. It's a really bad move. It's a bad move. Your charm is your humility, is your aw shucks nature, as you described it.
Thank you.
That is your charm. So you know what? You want to sell overalls and flannel shirts and bill yourself as some country bumpkin and the next Huck Finn? Like that I can half get. Like, let me promote the image. You know, and I say that jokingly. What is it again? MJ10?
MJ10, yes, yeah.
Horrible. I think it's a stupid move.
It might be
stupid, stupid, stupid.
It might be too early. You're right there, but I have no problem with it, believe it or not. It's 2021. Every pro athlete's either an influencer or they're turning themselves into a brand. That's just the new normal. This is what it is. He plays the most important position in all the sports. He's likely going to win Rookie of the Year. The way they're going, he's going to likely be the first rookie to play in and win the effing Super Bowl. So get ahead of it now before you're a household name throughout America. File the trademark before some other greedy a-hole does it. It's just smart business. I don't have a problem with it. I don't.
I come up with something different, though. It's too close to TB12. JE11 Edelman, you know, of course, mini me does whatever Tommy does, but Mac should be trying to separate. And if he's going to play that game, try and separate yourself on all fronts. Now, listen, Murray's ultimately right. It's the world we live in. It's the nature of the beast. It's really probably not a big deal. And it just is what it is. This is what these guys do, and it's business, ultimately. And it doesn't mean he's not the player or the guy that we think he is. I get it. It's just sort of the optics of it. You know, it's just sort of like,
I want to pretend and I want to live in this fantasy that Mac Jones isn't worried about that crap right now. He's just worried about the Buffalo Bills and calling out the mic and being the first one in the building and being a sponge for Josh McDaniels in the meeting room and watching film and going home, getting a good night's sleep, having a protein shake in the morning, and then coming in and doing it again, and that's all he's worried about. He's not worried about MJ-10 or Mac-10 or whatever the... I want to live in that fantasy world that that's all that he's doing, and he's not about that other stuff. Like, we lived in that fantasy world with Brady for a while, where he was... That's not what he was about. Let Peyton Manning do the commercials and let Tom Brady win rings. I like that kind of narrative. So the MJ-10 trademark, patent, whatever? Oh, feh. Ugh, feh. No use for it.
When did Brady start TB12?
2008.
Okay, so Jimmy knows like off the top of his head. Yeah. So clearly he'd been in the league already for 9 years. Like you know, and there's three rings at that stage on top of it.
I mean, what I'm saying is right. There was a time there for the first, I don't know, whatever you want to say, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 8 years, whatever. First three or four anyway, where Peyton Manning did the commercials and Tom Brady won Super Bowls. And we mocked Peyton Manning for having his face plastered everywhere, where Brady only did one or two carefully selected things, like the freaking Stetson cologne of all things. He had Uggs. He had like one or two things, but he was not concerned about his brand or his marketing. He was concerned about winning. And this was this was kind of a fairy tale, but I like to live in the fairy tale. That was Brady. He was worried about the football, and Manning was worried about his endorsements. And so that's what I want to do with Mac Jones, too. I don't have MJ-10. Hey, I don't use for this crap.
And it also sucks.
Well, what else can you do with the name, Maz? You can't have Maction. You can't do Mac-10. That's a submachine gun.
I know. I saw that.
Is that right?
Mac-10, yeah, it is. It's a weapon.
Yeah. Can't have Macadocious or something. Like, it's just McCorkle sounds dorky.
Macadocious.
Like,
okay, Murray, they have creative people to come up with this. MJ-10.
How much effort do you think he is actually putting into it? He has a team. All these professional athletes have a quote-unquote team.
Right. So I would say his team sucks. They didn't come up with a good one.
I don't think
so. So come up with a better one. And also, he's 12 games in. 12 games in. You're going to start this already?
Feels early. I'm with you on that.
So even if you want to trademark some of this stuff ahead of time just to sort of block it off, like, you know, squatting on the website name, fine. Like, I don't even – but they're already talking about selling merchandise, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of this, Anthony.
I know, but my point is if they were just squatting to protect the name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Right,
people are saying. That's what people are saying, that he's protecting, like, Brady and that embarrassing Tom Terrific thing. Yeah, he did it to block, I guess.
Tom Seaver from having it.
Well, not to block Seaver, but to block someone else from doing it or whatever. I mean, yes, I get it, but something tells me that's not what it is.
MJ-10? I think the name blows.
And you know what? Block it for what? What if some jamoke wants to market and let them? It's stupid. Well, I mean, you can't block any sort of, you know, allusion to your name. Someone's going to come up with something else and market that. If someone wants to sell an MJ-10 T-shirt, let them. It's stupid. I agree with you. It's not even good. It's not even clever.
I agree.
People want to sell T-Maz 2 shirts on 98.5sportsup.com. I think we put them up.
Okay, but T-Maz has a certain rhythm to it. Tony Maz.
T-Maz is good.
Yeah. It's got some tempo.
Rings out in these streets. Yeah.
You say MJ, you know who I think of?
Michael Jordan.
Of course. Exactly.
Of course.
And right away, Michael Jordan. Look, like MJ-10?
Mac.
It blows. Tell your people to come back with something better.
Mac is a great first name to tool around with.
Absolutely.
Mac Attack, Big Mac, like whatever. Like there's like, you hire professionals to actually do something better than that. But there's so many possibilities with that first name. It's kind of distinctive. It's punchy. It's clever. You can spin off of it. MJ-10?
It blows. I'm telling you, it blows.
All right, so there's your...
I would work Mac into package somehow. Mackage. I got a big Mackage.
Right. All right, so your thoughts on this with everything else that we've done after Murray's update.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Maz.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I do want to ask you, just hostile environments, what is the most hostile environment you ever had played in?
I've been to a lot of cool stadiums and stuff, and I've been both, you know, the backup quarterback and the starter, so I mean, that's college, and I haven't really played a ton of NFL games, so this will be new for me, but I know a lot of guys on the team have played in a lot of big games, and at the end of the day, you just got to block out the noise as best you can, and it's going to be loud, and you just have to prepare yourself mentally for that, and that's pretty much all you can do. I mean, you can look at the past and see what you've gone through, but you won't be able to experience it until it happens. So,
Mac Jones a couple hours ago on playing Monday Night Football in Buffalo. He's been to a lot of cool stadiums and stuff, man.
Yeah. A lot of cool stadiums and stuff. And
no, I think he was in peak form today. Yeah, apparently, too, he was talking about the secondary with the Bills. You know, they do a great job at that, and with the experience they have at safety and stuff.
That's the Mac Jones I want. That MJ10. Give me a break.
Yeah, sell me MJ10. Again, come back with a better name. Your creative people blow.
Nick in North Attleboro, go.
MJ and stuff.
Hey, I know Murray's right. It's 2021. Someone was going to take MJ10 from him if he didn't do it.
Let him.
What it really comes down to, what it comes down to is how good the logo looks, you know, but this is coming from a guy who has a TB12 tattoo, and I'll tell you what, if he brings me six rings, then I'll get an MJ10 tattoo as well.
Okay. One on each ass cheek, buddy. I mean,
yeah. He's right, though. It is about what the graphic design is. If the logo's cool, like, people are going to buy it.
Oh, I don't give two poops about this stuff.
I know you don't, but this does matter. Like, so if Dak Prescott has D4K, like, it's a cool-looking logo like that. If you're a Cowboys fan, you're into them, like, they're going to snatch that crap up.
MJ10 blows.
John in Connecticut waiting patiently on the Sox and the MLB lockout. John, thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
Oh, hi. Thanks. I know you guys talk about the analytics in the games for the team performance and stuff. But I got to think from the business angle, they're doing the exact same thing. I mean, they must know to a T how much to sell a beer, how much they have to spend to have a competitive team, to have ratings. And, you know, maybe it's something we don't like the answer. Maybe they kind of feel it's a falling market. You know, they have guaranteed money coming in. They maybe kids don't care about stars. I mean, Tom Warner said that people used to care about stars. I remember that made a big That was a big deal back in the day.
Hey, John, let me just stop you. I mean, Matt said it earlier. Analytics are good for business, too.
Totally.
It's not just the on-the-field competitive nature. It kills the actual entertainment value of the product. But it is efficient in terms of winning ball games. I think it's efficient in terms of payroll, too.
Yes. Look, again, it works. It absolutely works. I just think that it flies in the face of entertainment value in this particular case. Can you get me a happy medium? Like, can you do that? Can you promote the star players, make the game more entertaining, and also be able to manage your payroll in such a way, or, you know, the game in such a way that it works for you too? You know, all the stuff that they're negotiating between players and owners, they don't do any negotiating with the fan. There's no negotiating with the fan. They don't give you anything.
Josh in Brockton is a leftover Rebs thought. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just want to respond to a little bit that I'm hearing. The Revolution are a good team, and, you know, they earned the first-round bye. And I think this comes down to the league having to fix something, because first-round bye should not mean 1 month off. But that being said, Bruce Arena's got to, you know, he's got to take some responsibility for the way he managed that game. No subs at all in 90 minutes when you guys haven't played in a month. Like, I don't know what that was about. They put Tristan on, took him off 10 minutes later, put Boateng in, and they scored. Why didn't you put Boateng in the 60th minute? Like, I got a lot of questions of how he managed that.
So, like I said,
I think he's got to answer it.
Thanks, Josh. He didn't answer it. He was asked last night about adjustments or did he regret not going to some of those subs sooner? He said flatly no.
It was a one-word answer.
Nope.
It was no.
Yeah, yep. That's him not owning it. I didn't go into this watching it without any knowledge of the sport, but even I know you need a spark. You're getting smothered by the opposition. Make a substitution. But apparently Bruce Arena thought otherwise.
Instead, he blames the refs, number one. Again, I just like listening to Bruce Arena. Instead, he whines about the refs. Let's hear it, Stu. Number one, if you could, please.
I think the referee really struggled to take control of the game. There's a lot of fouling. I don't even know how many, actually, but... they did a good job disrupting us most of the night with fouls, which the referee, for some reason, wasn't real aware of the fact that Carlos Heel got fouled probably 10 times in this game.
This is great. And again,
and others, but that, you know, it's not an excuse.
Oh, no. This is a team that was handed an 8-minute power play to end the match.
Yeah, with a guy out there on one leg.
I mean, come on.
On the other side, that like it was 11-on-9. I mean, you know, you throw the goalies out, okay, or the keepers. It was 10-on-8 there at the end.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yes.
It was unbelievable.
That's how you tied it, and you should have won it there. Instead, you're going to whine about the refereeing? And, oh, by the way, Bruce, your future. How do you feel about your future? Give me, again, number four. What's up with your future?
Let the owners think about it a little bit, and then, you know, we all move forward.
Let's the owners think about it. Oh, guys, got a piece of work.
And, oh, but the audacity is unbelievable.
And a coup de grace. Yes, okay, you're one and done. You just choked. But one of the bigger chokes in MLS history. I'm sorry. I think that has to be a fact. If you're coming off the greatest regular season in league history and you lose at home in your first playoff match, that has to be among the greatest chokes in the history of the league. I just think by nature, I'm right on that. I'll just pretend I am. So you're coming off one of the biggest chokes and disappointments in the history of the league, Bruce. Yet you think your season was a success, right, Stu? Number three.
I think any sensible, reasonable person would say that. If you think otherwise, I think you need to have your head examined.
A piece of work, this guy.
It is. It's delivery, too. He's just so sort of dismissive. It's like, yeah, I don't know what the referee was saying. I mean, that guy had his head up his ass all night. And, you know, if you think that, well, then you're a moron, too. It is. It's awesome.
Meanwhile,
it is so awesome.
He basically, number two, Stu, he basically said that he lifted this team up above what it was. The roster isn't really all that good. And, boy, do they need upgrades. Number two.
We had a very good year. And, you know, you could argue that maybe we played maybe a little bit in over our heads. I think it was a good year. We don't have the best roster in the league. It's got to get a little bit better, for sure.
It's just happening. It needs to get a lot better.
It's like we played a little bit over our heads. I coached the crap out of this team.
This guy.
I did. I coached the crap out of us because our roster really isn't that good. Why don't you go ask the owners if we're going to sign anybody?
Oh, a piece of work.
I'm telling you, I love this guy. He's great. He's great entertainment. They got to keep him.
Long commercial-free segment is next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Parker.
Oh, he is a manipulative weasel.
And Matt.
He does himself no service by actually talking.
You've got to listen to Believe It.
It's about me.
Yes, absolutely.
It's about me.
No question.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, I think people who love football want to get a chance to play in games like these, and I know all the guys on both teams want to play in games like this, so it'll be a great experience, and I know they have a bunch of great fans, and it is football, so you just got to go out there and play the game that we've all played since we were little kids.
Great as in crazy lunatic fans, or great as in just...
I mean, yeah, they bring a lot of energy, and they have a great fan base, and they love football, and... you know, it's two great franchises going against each other. So a lot of football history and, yeah, but, I mean, this game coming up, like I said, is just both teams are going to be excited and there's going to be energy. So we just got to be ready to go.
Mr. MJ10 himself, Elizabeth in New Hampshire. How do you feel about MJ10?
I think MJ is Peter Parker's girlfriend from Spider-Man.
Okay.
That's the first thing I think of.
Is that really her name?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds right.
How do you feel about MJ10 as a trademark?
I think it's silly. I mean, can you imagine if the Bruins did this? TB37? That's why hockey's the best.
It's just TB12. Okay. Don't mess with it. If someone else wants to copy it and use it, let them do it. How many MJ10? Shirts is someone going to sell as an unauthorized sort of cop off knockoff logo? Like, let it go. Why are you going to lose any money on that?
It's bad enough that there are people out there that want to compare this kid to Brady. Now you're going to like introduce that yourself. Like, and again, it's not a direct comparison, but you get the idea. Just and again, I keep saying this. I really do believe it. The MJ10 thing, I think it blows. It sucks.
Mike in North Attleboro on the changes in baseball that we hope are coming after this lockout. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think the owner should make the concession for the pitch clock. I think that's one of the main things that they should be focused on. As for the shift, Felger, I know you mentioned it earlier. I don't think that's ever going to go away as much as we all want it to. They had one of the best offensive seasons they've had in a long time this year, and that's just because spider tack was removed. And if I could make one more comment about the shift, something that just ticks me off and grinds my gears is when the announcers are always talking about how good of a piece of hitting it is when a batter goes against the shift. If it was a great piece of hitting, the shift wouldn't exist. It's just totally outrageous whenever they make a comment like that.
So let me think about that last statement. I disagree with that. I mean, I think there's a lot of... I mean, if it's lucky, hit off the end of the bat and it goes down the third baseline for a left-handed hitter, that's lucky. But if a guy actually is able to barrel up the ball the other way intentionally, I think that's one of the hardest things to do in all of sports.
Yeah, the shift exists because hitters get away from that. Like, that's why the shift exists.
But what he's saying is, you know, the players are looking for some financial concessions, okay? And they've fought the owners all the way on these pace of play changes and the changes in the game that should come. So this is an opportunity for the owners. If they want the pitch clock, if they want to outlaw shifts, if they want to reduce the number of strikeouts, all these things are within their control. They have to pay for it. They have to pay for it. Simple as that.
Buy it.
They've got to tweak the arbitration rights. They have to tweak the average salary. They have to tweak the minimum salary. They have to tweak things to get the payrolls up and money up to the players. And you can buy it. Cheapskates.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you willing to pay for the changes you need?
And I find it maddening because, again, if you took the longer-term view, and maybe they've all just resigned themselves to the fact that the game is what it is and it's going to continue to deteriorate. Maybe it's that simple. But instead of just living CBA to CBA, like paycheck to paycheck, how about taking a longer view and saying, well, if we make the game more entertaining, maybe in the long term we actually grow again. Maybe we gain money and value that way, but they don't do it that way.
Ralph in the car has a problem with Bruce Arena. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. What was most frustrating about the game yesterday was that the Revolution went out not playing their game. I watched just about every game this season. They played through the midfield. They used precise passing. They switched fields. They dominated possession. Yesterday, it's Tejon Buchanan going one-on-one up the wing every time and then throwing up his hands to the ref like he's Jason Tatum when he gets dispossessed. It was so frustrating.
I like it. This is amazing. Fans get agitated and you bitch about them when they lose at that's a good sign for you overall. It means you're becoming a real thing. I don't know if the Rebs are a real thing, but anyway, they had a chance last night. They did a good TV number. They did a two, which for MLS soccer, I don't care what level, that's a good number here locally. They did it too. And the peak hours after the Bruins ended, they did even better. And they would have done much better if they had won that match and gone on to the next one. They had a chance.
If they lose the coach now on top of it, they will vanish.
And now the coach is sort of feels like he's leveraging the owners for what? Another contract or more money or something? Who knows? But Bruce was up to something last night after that game.
Oh, definitely. Look, and you know what? The timeline works, too, like we compared to Parcells earlier, right? He got here in May of 19. So basically three seasons. That's pretty much when Parcells had it with Kraft. So that's why, and you know, I think the Krafts probably regret that decision, at least, you know, the beginning of it. Okay, because the 3 years with Carroll were a disaster. I deteriorated over 3 years. Just pay this guy. Pay him. Keep him here. He's entertaining. It works for you.
I mean, you don't hear often, again, number four, Jimmy, just the edited version.
This guy was unbelievable last night.
You don't hear this very often.
Let the owners think about it a little bit, and then, you know, we all move forward.
He has the air of being perpetually bothered.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
He is. It's like, you people are annoying. You're a nuisance. What do you want from me? I got it all figured out. You're lucky this team ever got here. Do you realize how bad our roster sucks?
That's what he said. That's what they said after he clinched. It's pretty amazing what we did given the bleep show that I inherited.
Thing.
Johnny and Melrose, go ahead on MJ10.
All right, I'm going to go back to that tattoo thing. Hopefully this is humorous to you. First of all, I'm obviously a lifelong Boston fan with all the teams. I have over 20 tattoos, and I would never get one of a sports team because, you know, it's just ridiculous. But I've had them with girls' names, ex-wives' names, had to cover them over. I went to a concert and to see Aerosmith, who I love.
Of course.
And Motley Crue was backing them up,
yep.
And some guy had a Nikki Sixx tattoo on his arm.
Okay, well, yeah. That's not what I would go for. Murray, you have any sports-related stuff?
No, I'm with the caller. I would never do that because teams can up and move. They can change their logos. I would never do that.
You want to put a little pirate ship back there?
No, I would not do that. No.
Come on.
And this is just temporary. Once Brady's gone, you think I'm rooting for those a-holes?
Yeah, I was at an Aerosmith concert. It was outdoors. I can't remember if it was at the Twitter Center. That's what they used to call it. Is it still the Twitter Center?
Or Twitter.
It used to be Fenway Park, whatever it was. I used to, but I think if I get the Mac Jones tattoo on my ass, all I have to really do, the MJ10, is really just get the MJ and the 1 because I already have the 0.
Okay, here we go with Paul Perillo and Sunshine.com.
It's my anatomy.
After Big Jim Murray gets you updated, no commercials here.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.